Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once upon a time, well, more like now, actually, things were really... Insert Ant-Man quote here.
I'm T.
And I'm B. And you're listening to... Fairy Tale Problems. The theme of this week's episode is Ant-Man. T, I have to be honest with you. Our relationship is based completely on honesty and our mutual love for dogs and booze. But first and foremost, honesty. I have not seen Ant-Man.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, thank goodness. Such a relief.
I've seen it, but I really don't remember what happened. Like, you know, there's a bad guy.
Then why did...
Yeah.
Well, of course there's a bad guy. The world is full of them. What led you to choose Ant-Man for this episode?
Oh, well, Ant-Man versus the Wasp is coming out. So, you know, it's supposed to be a big summer hit. Probably not as big. I don't want to, like, hate on the Ant-Man, but I can't imagine that it's going to, like, you know, there's been some pretty big hits this year.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about some pretty big movies that have happened this year.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. I was actually looking for, like, Ant-Man quotes, and there's this weird one that's, like, Baskin-Robbins always finds out. Like, that's the quote.
What?
Yeah. That's the quote that kept coming up, and so I, like...
I wonder what the context is.
Well, it's irrelevant, but I I was, like, Googling it, and, like, there's, like, all these Reddit posts about, like, what it actually means, because... I guess some people are like, I didn't get the Baskin-Robbins always finds out joke. I don't know. There's just like a couple of like weird posts, but like there's like this one that's like, do you want to know why they always find out? And then it's just like a screenshot of like Google Maps. And there's like the NSA. And then a couple of blocks down, there's like a Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, wow.
So it's just really funny. I love the internet.
My boyfriend, when I first met him, would call Baskin-Robbins Baskin and Robbins. And it would drive me crazy. But, you know, it's the beginning stages. So it was a couple months in before I was like, can you stop calling it Baskin and Robbins? And he was like, that's what it's called. And I was like, you're a lunatic. Look at the internet. It's not Baskin and Robbins.
Wait, so you're still together? Or I'm very confused.
It's Baskin-Robbins. It's just one person. It's not a team. Anyway, did you get the chance to see Jurassic World?
I did. How about you?
I did. I laughed. I cried. I spilled my popcorn onto the ground. And when I reached down to try to clean it up a little bit, I accidentally grabbed the toe of the person behind me. So I wish I died, to be honest. But I'd really like to not relive that ever again.
Oh, so creepy.
Whose legs are so long wearing... open-toed shoes sticking their legs so far that it reaches to the person's feet in front of them.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're both pretty short, so I feel like we're just being hateful towards tall people.
I'm really just jealous. Exactly.
It's like, what? Your toes can reach all the way up there? Like, you're like swinging your feet on the floor.
How dare you? I can't touch the floor most places.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting. If I'm standing, my feet touch the ground.
I always spill my popcorn or my beer or something. So uneventful for me, but I did cry, which, well, I also normally cry, but I really was not expecting to cry during Jurassic World. What part did you cry at?
I cry at every movie. I cry at commercials. One time I cried at a Jif commercial.
Oh, no, me too. I mean, I don't know why I thought I wasn't going to cry. I always cry, but I wasn't even like 20 minutes in and I was bawling my eyes out.
It was a tough one. Yeah.
I enjoyed it overall, though. People have been like, oh, how was it? And I'm just kind of like, well, I mean, you know what to expect. Dinosaurs get out. They kill some people.
Whoa, spoiler!
And then, you know, there's a resolution. And then there's an opportunity for a sequel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just the way I like it.
Me too. Classic. Great formula. Other than Jurassic World, did you do anything else cool recently?
Oh, yeah, I did lots of things, but nothing worth noting on a podcast. I'll tell you about it later.
So when we were going to do Ant-Man, I was like kind of like Googling things about ants, which nothing particularly like amazing about ants. I mean, they can do some cool things, but whatever.
Oh, they can carry like 20 times their own body weight, which is more than I can say for myself. I can only carry like a 20th of my body weight.
Yeah, but who cares? That's why we have like simple machines.
That's right. That's right.
I always think of like the ant and the grasshopper. You remember that fable?
Vaguely. Refresh my memory.
I guess like in my mind, I'm always thinking about the movie Ants, you know, the animated film. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So that's the version that I have of the fable, but it's like, when you actually read it, the ants are kind of dickheads. Like, it's like wintertime and the grasshopper comes up and he's all like, hey, I don't have any food. I'm really hungry. And they're like, you didn't save any food for the winter? And he was like, no, I was just like singing the whole time. And they're like, well, now you can dance. Like, that's basically the way that the fable goes. It's very strange. But the moral is like, you know, work as much as you play or something stupid like that, you know. Boo! When I got into Aesop's Fables, like, it's really weird because, like, I always knew it was, like, a Greek thing, but did you know Aesop was black?
Oh, yeah.
You did know that?
I did.
Well, I didn't. So, yeah, he's, like, Ethiopian, and he was, like, born a slave, but it's all this weird shit where, like, they said he was probably pretty, like, ugly and possibly deformed.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's what's on the inside that counts. It's like Aesop can't be like suave and good looking and have like cool stories.
You only get the stories or the looks.
We can't all be Beyonce.
So a lot of the stories I kind of like don't really like the way they end. They're kind of like depressing.
I thought you would be into that. You're usually into the morbid.
I am. Like, I'm into like death and decay and violence, but I also like...
You like a happy ending. I hear ya.
Yeah, I guess so. I was like going through all the fables and there's just one that I like really like and I think it's pretty relevant for what's going on today. And it's the wolf and the lamb. Basically, like, this wolf, or the wolf, you know, sees a lamb and he wants to eat it. But the lamb looks so pathetic and stuff, so he just keeps on making up different excuses for, like, why he has to eat the lamb. Like, you're muddying up my stream, and he makes up all these excuses to eat the lamb, none of which are true, but inevitably it doesn't matter because he wants to eat the lamb anyways. And the moral of the fable is the tyrant can always find an excuse for his tyranny.
Oh, yeah.
Or the other one, because there's two, is the unjust will not listen to the reasoning of the innocent.
Very topical.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, keep hope alive. / the world is ending. So, other than, like, Aesop's fables, ants always remind me of, like, summertime. Because they're always, like, fucking up people's picnics and shit.
Totally. Sneaking in the kitchen window.
Do you have an ant? But you don't have like bug problems in LA though, do you?
Oh, we sure do. We got bugs here. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just thought it was like a bug-free zone.
Well, you heard wrong. There are bugs here for sure. There are bugs bigger than you here. It just for the listener, Tiana's very tiny. She's like maybe like 2 inches.
Thumbelina.
She can fit in the palm of your hand as long as your hands are really big.
Aw, so cute.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, so Anne's associated with picnics and summer.
And then we're talking about summertime movies. What are our top five favorite summer movies?
Are you ready to masturbate?
You know I am. We're going to rate. We've already rated. We're just going to share it with you, have a discussion of our top five favorite summer movies. What do you think, T? You ready?
I'm ready. Number five on our list is Grease.
It's a good one.
It's so good.
It feels summery.
Very summery, very catchy.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing that says summer like John Travolta dancing at a carnival with his girlfriend who changed her complete appearance to stay with him.
Ooh.
That just screams summertime to me. Number four, The Goonies. Nobody can argue with that. The Goonies is just very summery. And it's like, you know, finish my sentence so that I don't have to, like,
oh, it's here. Just very summery. No, it's perfect. I mean, like, it's all the elements of a classic summertime movie. You've got the summertime. You've got children.
Adventure.
Yes.
That brings us to number three, which was really difficult for us. But why don't you go ahead and tell the three folks listening who our number three is?
Number three on the list is The Parent Trap. And we mean all the versions. The Lindsay Lohan version.
Of course.
The old version.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to kind of work in It Takes Two.
Yeah, it's so good. They didn't even need to hire one person to play two parts. It was just...
Child labor laws.
Yes. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Child labor laws. Also, remaking it into a DCOM. For those of you that don't know, that's a Disney Channel original movie.
Which is, like, why even bother? Just show the Lindsay Lohan version.
It's perfection. First of all, so... Let's just get into it for a second. When I realized that she was, like, it was one person playing two people, I was like, holy fuck, that girl has talent.
Yes.
I had never seen anything like that in my childhood.
Me neither. I was like, she's amazing. Wow. She's my age. Like, what am I doing with my life?
It's kind of sad, though, because that might have been the peak.
Oh, you know Mean Girls was the peak.
Ooh. I don't know. I'm going to think on it. We might need to discuss this at a later episode. The peak of Lindsay Lohan. Okay, so number two on the list.
Independence Day. Welcome to Earth.
It's amazing that I think that only one Will Smith film made it onto the list.
Yeah, it should be all Will Smith films. Excuse me, Will Smith.
That will be another list.
Number one?
Yeah, number one.
We agreed pretty hard on this one. It was pretty, like, it's the classic summer film. You gotta watch it. Everybody does it. It's on TV all the time.
Jaws. And it's just, I mean, I'm down for, like, a horror film in the summer. I need it. I need all the scary stuff all year long.
Yeah, you're right. Horror films aren't really coming out during the summertime. That's not really a time when they're coming out. Hold on, let me repeat myself four times.
I'm coming out.
Well, this is what we agreed upon, top five, but we didn't really argue, but we did each have an honorable mention per person. T, who are you awarding your honorable mention for top five summer movies to?
honorable mention for top summer movies will have to go to The Sandlot. The only reason it did not make the list, I know, you're all wondering, what about The Sandlot? B's never seen it, so...
Yeah, apparently there's something wrong with me. But you know what? Jokes on you. Lots of things are wrong with me. And I haven't seen The Sandlot. But don't worry, I'm adding it to my list.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, sorry about that. My honorable mention goes to Weekend at Bernie's. It's just such a good one. And, you know, as a child, when you watch it, you're like, this is hilarious. And then as an adult, you're like, this is morbid. And somebody should, you know, call the police or, you know, notify his family.
So did the, like, spell keep him from smelling? Like, did he not decay? I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert.
I just remember, do you remember that song, Teach Me How to Dougie?
Yes.
I don't know, I would, like, hang out at these weird bars in D.C. and, like, people would do the Teach Me How to Bernie.
Oh, uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Well, they would just dance, like, Uncle Bernie to that song, so.
That's like, awesome.
Yeah, with their arms out and, like, pretending to be, like, dead.
That's cool. It's like a zombie dance.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a video. We'll find one. Do you want to talk about your favorite things about Ant-Man?
Yeah, my favorite thing about Ant-Man is the possibility of watching it one day. It feels like an unopened gift. You know, and it's just sitting there like, maybe one day I'll open that gift. But in the meantime, it's over there, just shining with opportunity. Who knows? Is it going to be good? Paul Rudd, he's cute.
Oh, he's so cute. That's like the best thing about the movie.
Oh, is that your favorite thing about the film?
It is. I mean, Paul Rudd's always he's like pretty cute. He's a cutie pie.
He's delightful. Ugh. I was going to say, I just want to sit on his lap and laugh, but that just seems weird. Oh. I don't know why I had that inclination.
Yeah, ever since Clueless, gotta love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, if Paul Rudd was my stepbrother, I'd kiss him too. Can you blame him? I mean, can you blame Cher?
No, that's another film. We'll get there one
day. We'll talk about it later. What are some of your favorite things in life right now?
Oh, just still summertime. Well, I just got done. Do you watch Westworld?
I do not.
Oh, it's so good. I just got done. The season just ended, so that was really dope. And Luke Cage season 2 is on. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's like this show on Netflix. It's called Explained. Have you seen it?
No. What is it?
It's like a weird weekly show, but they just explain different things.
Well, if it's called Explained, they better explain something.
Yeah, just different things each week, like random things, like the stock market or the racial economic gap, Korean pop. Like, it's just different things that they explain, but it's like really short and really like informational. So I would check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
My favorite things in life right now. Bizarrely, woke up one day last week and had a completely red eyeball. Of course, it was terrifying when I looked at myself in the mirror that morning. And hold on, my dog's barking because he was like, yeah, she did.
Bitch scared me.
Yeah, he's like, I had to look at her in the eyes. Let me have my moment. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Stop.
Oh, your scary red eye.
But yeah, I woke up with this completely red eye. It was super terrifying. And I Googled it and they said it's completely normal and it's kind of random and could be, you know, caused by coughing or sneezing. And I was like, well, yeah, I do remember I did sneeze yesterday, like for sure. You know what I mean? I'm like, really? A sneeze? Now, when anyone sneezes, I'm just kind of like, watch out. You never know. You know what I mean?
Wait, so is it gone now?
It's gone now. And that is one of my favorite things. By day 4 or 5, it looked pretty cool because it was like, also, your body is crazy. Not your personal body, like just bodies in general. Hey, T, your body's crazy.
My body is pretty crazy.
Yeah. The blood in the eyeball every day moved further down because of gravity. And so by day like 4 or 5, it was really cool because, I don't know, it was just like at a certain point in my eye and I was just like, man, I look like a badass. People still shrieked when they saw me, but it was cool.
I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, I started a new job and had to go into the office with a bright red eye being like, Yes, I'm going to meet everybody on the staff. And just so you know, I don't always look like this. But if I did, you know, it would be discrimination if you, you know, weren't into it, you know?
Well, it seems very, like, intimidating.
Yeah, when people fear looking at you, yeah, it is. It's really intimidating.
You know, it's temporary.
Now I know. I actually did, you know, and I'm like anybody else. You know, I can be a little dramatic. At the end of the first day of me having a bright red eyeball, and I was like freaking out because I had to go start this new job and meet all these people. I was like, what if I'm the person who it does never go away? What if this is just what I look like now?
Well, yeah, because I automatically jump to death. I'm like, yeah, so I'm dying. It doesn't matter what it is. But when you Google your symptoms, like, that's pretty much what they tell you. It's like, could cause death for everything. Mm-hmm. So
a sneeze could cause death.
Oh, that's so scary.
Don't hold it in.
I sneeze so much.
Are you interested in master debating?
Of course. Each week, we go head-to-head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic? Wait, B, what's the topic?
Was I supposed to come up with the topic?
Yeah, I thought you... I came up with the topic last week, so...
This
week, you were supposed to come up with the topic.
Okay, hold on. I definitely did not, and I feel very unprepared at this point to debate anything except for, you know, how do I wiggle my way out of this? Is there a way that we can, you're not mad, are you? I apologize. I let everyone down. Can we debate whether or not you'll forgive me? I suggest yes.
All right. I read a lot of fables this morning, so.
You're feeling generous.
Yes, I will forgive you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, that was this week's show.
You're damn right it was. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media. Seriously, we've got like 69 followers on Instagram, so we're good there. But on the other social medias, it's pretty dismal. So, you know.
We just want to get to 69.
Give us a follow.
They lived crappily ever after. Stay tuned for a new episode of Fairy Tale Problems, where we'll go back in time to do the right thing.
Yeah, we're gonna do the right thing. The beginning of this year, we recorded that episode, but we did not get it together, and we decided now is the time to do the right thing, right? I mean, next week. Not right this moment, like next time. Will be the time to do the right thing. Yeah, so we have some time to be doing the wrong thing, if you think about it.
Let's get together. What do you say?
I'm down.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.